The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Stone, and today we're going to be looking ahead to some of Saturday's action. The racing that we're going to look at comes from Ripon and Newbury. And I'm joined in the studio by James Millman to look ahead to the action.
Good afternoon. All right, here we got proper big sprints up at Ripon. The Great St Wilfrid, sponsored by William Hill, as competitive as ever. And the Hungerford Stakes, probably a smaller field than usual, but five high-class horses in the Group 2 event.
Indeed. We'll just start by talking a little bit about Toronado. The front page of the Racing Post on Friday says, Toronado decision to go down to the wire. A decision on whether Toronado will take on Al-Kazim in the Judmont at York will not be made until declaration time on Monday, Richard Hannon indicated. Obviously, the 21st of August, the Judmont next week. We've got Al-Kazim 4-5, Toronado 5-2, Trading Leather at 5s, and then Declaration of War, Hillstar and King's Barns, as well as Ruler of the World at 8s. Do you think Toronado will go to York? And if so, do you think it'll stay?
I think he's quite likely to go, simply because of the lack of opposition to Al-Kazim. The race does look to be falling apart a little. Trading Leather, he's a useful three-year-old, but I don't think the three-year-olds are anywhere near as good as their elder counterparts over middle distances from the mile and a half division. And I think over a mile, he is the best miler we've got. Obviously, with Dawn Approach disappointing again in Deauville. If he stays, I think he's got a good chance. Significantly, at the start of the year, Richard Hughes thought that he'd be a Derby horse. He wouldn't be quick enough for the Guineas. Yeah, obviously, his Craven success and his later success over a mile shows he's got plenty of speed, and they haven't really even thought about stepping up and trip. But with such a lack of opposition to Al-Kazim, I think it could be a weakish Group 1, perhaps, and it could be worth targeting, especially if he's come out of Goodwood pretty well. They won't run him if they think he's not 100%. So if he runs, it'd be an interesting race.
Okay, then. Who do you think would win if he did go there?
I still think Al-Kazim will win. He's been very progressive this year, very, very tough. Obviously, they're going to try and exploit Tornados' stamina, because Al-Kazim's been talked about going for the Arc. Probably going to end up going to Champion Stakes now, I think, but they're pretty confident he will stay a mile and a half, so they're going to exploit Tornados' stamina. But it'll definitely be a more interesting race, I think, if Tornados is in it than if he isn't. Like I say, I think the three-year-olds are a lot weaker over a mile and a half, and I can't see Trading Leather really being good enough to travel Al-Kazim, and I think for a bit of a spectacle, we're going to need Tornados in the race.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with Tornado in the race at the current time, Al-Kazim is 4-5. So go and back that if you so wish. We'll look ahead then to three races on Saturday, as we mentioned earlier. The first is 3:15 from Newbury. It's the Hungerford Stakes, a Group 2 contest over 7 furlongs. Just the 5 runners down to go to post, but, well, they're a high-class bunch, aren't they, James?
Yeah, not a lot between the 5 runners. I was really impressed with Kaspar Necher's return. Unfortunately, he failed as a stallion, so he got re-syndicated back to his old owners. Move yards from Alan McCabe to David Simcock, and he travelled extremely well in the Lennox Stakes at Glorious Goodwood. I backed him that day, and I thought he might actually win, but his effort just petered out slightly, second to Garza, but he was sent off at 10-1 that day, which suggested Yard probably felt it was a little bit of work to come. Only a little bit of improvement we'll see him go very, very close, and I think this could be a Group 2 race he can win. He's a course and distance winner, which is significant. Shane Kelly on board, he knows him very, very well from his time at the McCabe Yard. I just think in perhaps a race with soft fall and rain, he makes his comeback from 140 days off the track. Obviously, he's a high-class horse, but just perhaps switch from the weather back onto the turf. He may need this run. I'm sure the Hungerford Stakes isn't the be-all and end-all for that horse. Torhid, very consistent, but he doesn't win very often. Perhaps the booking of Johnny Murtagh will be key. Interesting Godolphin booking. I don't think he's ridden for Godolphin for a few years, but Johnny Murtagh is the go-to jockey if you want one in a big race. And Tohid, like I say, he's not doing much wrong, but he does just seem to find winning a little bit difficult. Librano's been a little bit out of form this season, but he does handle seven furlongs is his best trip. And Gregorian normally runs well in defeat, but I don't think he's quite as classy, perhaps, as Kaspar Nespecha could be since he's been switched to Simcoe Yard.
Okay, so Kaspar Nespecha the pick?
He's my selection for that race, yep.
Okay, just one question about Soft Falling Rain, who's likely to go favourite. The odds with William Hill, we've got Soft Falling Rain 13-8, Kaspar Nespecha 3-1, Gregorian 7-2, Torhead 9-2, and Librano at 12s. It's obviously Soft Falling Rain's first run in Britain. Do you think they sort of travelling, how does that take it out of a horse?
Well, I suspect he's probably in Mike de Kock's satellite yard in Newmarket.
Right.
So despite the fact he's running under his South African name, he would have been in England for quite a while. I suspect he probably came back from Dubai with the other horses back in end of March, had a little bit of a break. He's bringing back for an autumn campaign. I expect he went from South Africa to Dubai, so I wouldn't be too concerned.
Okay.
Like I say, it's not. I would imagine, I don't know for sure, but I'd imagine he's been in the UK for quite a while.
Okay.
But just trained at his Newmarket satellite yard.
But nevertheless has a 140-day absence to overcome.
Yeah, I just think he might need it. Like I say, this probably isn't his number one aim at a Group 2 race, and he's given £2 to Kaspar Nespecha.
Okay, then. The next race that we'll look at is the 250 from Ripon. It's the William Hill Silver Trophy Handicap, the consolation race for the William Hill Great St Wilfrid Stakes. Well, completely open this, isn't it, James? I mean, where do we start? We've got Gabbiano, who looks like he may go off favourite for Jeremy Gask. Horses like Love Island, who's been holding her form well. What do you think?
Well, Gabbiano, the problem with him, his best form has come at Ascot, which obviously flat, a level surface, but Ripon is a unique track. It's very, very undulating, and it's a track where I think you want to concentrate on core specialists, which can actually make these handicaps a little bit easier to sort out. This race, the consolation, there's actually more horses that are in form, perhaps, than are in the main race. But I thought Love Island and Mehedi are probably two to concentrate on. Both course and distance winners. Love Island, good form recently. One and a second last two starts. Freshened up with a 36-day break. I'd imagine he's been targeted at this race. Connection's probably a tad frustrated. He didn't quite sneak into the main event, but handles the track, which is significant, and I think he can go close. Well, Mayday, second last time out, looks like he's going back into form for Danny Nichols. The horses of Danny Nichols, they were in great form. Andrew Nichols, they've teamed up to win a lot of big sprints over the years, and he's dangerous as well. So in these kind of races, I think you're going to have two horses in your bag, and I'll go for Love Island and Mehdi in the consolation race.
Okay, then, and the final race that we'll look at is the feature race at Ripon on Saturday. It is the William Hill Great St Wilfrid Handicap going off at 3:30. 20 runners down to go to post for this 6-furlong trip. Another one where you could pick one of many. I mean, El Viento won the consolation race last year for Richard Fahey. Dale Swift takes the ride there today. Baccarat looks like it could go off favourite also for the Fahey yard.
Yeah, Baccarat, there's choice, I would imagine, of Tony Hamilton. Course and distance winner, lots in its favour, but could have run a little bit better the last twice. He was a beaten favourite when only sick for last time out. And obviously, El Viento, track form as well, is significant, but I was going to go for two others. I actually ran 12 days ago in what's kind of a little bit of a trial for the Great St Wilfrid. Spinatrix beat Paralyse. Spinatrix is £2 worse off with the runner-up this time. They're drawn 1 and 3. I think that could be significant. I think those are the two that I kind of be fancying to actually win the race. Connor Beasley again takes off 5. He's a claimer that's impressing. But David Barron's employed a £3 claimer from Ireland, Connor Hoban, which that's quite a key booking. Like I say, Paralyse just come back in the form. He's won over course since he ran well again over course since the other day. I think it could be between those two. They're drawn low if you're looking for one drawn high. Secret Witness often runs extremely well in these big races without winning, but I think he's got an each-way chance. Ran a great race from second last time, and the same earners, Prodigality. Osen Murphy taking 7's booked, so lots to consider. I just think the coarseness and form of Spinatrix and Paralyse was quite strong last time, and I think they could fight out the finish again today or tomorrow.
Okay, good stuff, James. If you could just sum up your three picks then in the three races that we've previewed there.
Yeah, we've got Kaspar Nespecha in the Hungerford Stakes at Newbury. Very impressive, his stable debut for David Simcock in the Lennox Stakes, which could be a weaker Group 2 today. I think he can go one better and win for David Simcock, while at Ripon in the Great St Wilfrid, I think Spinatrix can follow up her success 12 days ago, but Paralyzed will once again be given a tough time. And in the Constellation race, I've gone for Love Island and Medi, the two to fill out the frame.
Okay, brilliant, James. Good luck with those.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.